Chris Ageski, candidate for Fargo Board of Education, also known as the Fargo School Board, is called. We met a couple weeks ago, and she was a pretty impressive person in terms of just her maturity and knowledge at the time when I visited with her, as far as being grounded, and she's trying to do what to make this country a great place to live and raise a family and be in. So you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tim, for having me. My name is Carissa Geske, and I'm a fourth-gen North Dakotan, and I'm just a citizen who wants to get involved. I'm not happy with the direction that our school system is moving in, and I want to do something about it. And after last night's forum, I'm definitely taking the heat. Our business is taking a hit, and I had to prep my team on it today. So I do have some things that I want to clarify that got posted today.
Okay, now is the time to do it. I know, I mean, because there's a lot of things that, some people, because I remember back in the day when I was working on English language learners, we had the Madison School District had 31 dialects spoken. Some of the teachers were like, we need to make sure that they can, we provide the resources to help them out from various countries. And you may have, they said, the teachers told us that they would have students sitting beside each other whose maybe families have been warring for a few generations. And, it's just a tough thing sometimes to talk about. So go ahead and clarify what you want to say regarding last night's debate on 970 WDOI and 1100 The Flag.
So what I want the public to know about me is I need them to know that I'm not running to be a politician. I didn't want to run initially, but then I realized if we don't get involved, our city will change and we won't know what to do about it if the power gets taken away from the people. And so I'm getting involved because that is what is needed for our city. So I'm being called an Islamophobe, and I would just challenge people. Look at that term. How did that term even come up? I love all people. God loves all people, and I love all people. And I'm talking not about a person. I'm talking about a worldview and Western society and Islamic thought don't go well together. And so I want to encourage people. Look at the Quran. Read the Quran if you haven't. Read Sharia law. What would that do to our daughters in the classrooms? And so it's just something that I haven't heard anybody talk about that needs to be addressed today.
Okay. Because one of the things we heard back in the ELL days was you'd have students that their culture didn't respect women. And
yes.
How sometimes it created a challenge for a teacher, a female teacher in a classroom, to instruct them and to discipline them if, as little as they can do actually today in school because of that difference in belief.
What people don't know about me, if they don't know me personally, is I actually grew up overseas but spent summers in Fargo, and I'm a private school kid. And the reason why that matters for the public to know is I love Fargo, and truth in combination with love is what I'm trying to accomplish. Our city needs to know the truth about Islam, and we need to critically think through it. And the board is in charge of selecting the superintendent. And what I want to charge our city with is think about what kind of worldview do you want our leaders and our teachers to carry? Do you want them to carry a Western worldview or an Islamic worldview or a different worldview? Because like Tim stated, it will cause problems in the classroom. It will cause more problems than just that. But I want to talk about it, and I'm willing to take the heat so that our city will talk about it before it's too late.
Yeah, and what I was sharing, it just came from teachers to us. So kind of segues into my, I wasn't a big fan of the former superintendent in Fargo. I thought maybe he set a bad example for K-12 students when he refused to follow some state laws. Conversely, I think the current superintendent has a track record of being great, both in Fargo so far and when he was at, I believe it was Northern Cass before that. So would you as a school board member make sure that, the current superintendent or any others follow laws and do their job at a high level and call them on it? Because I thought the previous superintendent got by with a lot of stuff that just kind of like, let him do his own thing.
Yeah, no, we are voted in by the public to keep the superintendent and administration accountable. So if there is something going on that isn't legal or isn't in line with North Dakota law, if there's something that wouldn't in law be, like if there's mismanagement of funds, absolutely there needs to be accountability at every level. And our job as the board is to keep the superintendent accountable. And if they're not producing academic success, then they need to be fired.
Immediately or on improvement plan?
On improvement plan.
Then, if they okay.
Yeah, we need evidence to prove they're not doing their job before we just fire somebody.
Okay, I just... You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mental health was a topic that was talked about at last night's debate on this station. And again, it was commented, you know, by you, I think, is, you know, it's okay to struggle. But mental health in K-12 schools, you know, is it more prevalent than it was when you were in school or when Ronnie was in school? And, you know, what should be... Is there anything that can be done? You know, I mean, it's a very, very complex issue. And it's always tough because you have, you know, 11,000 kids and you have 11,000 different personalities and issues and things that happen at school and happen at home that really exacerbate the problem at times.
Yeah, I think that we are... My generation faces more mental health issues because of technology and other things, like not interacting with our peers as much. That will cause problems in the human psyche, in the human person. What's not being addressed is the human soul on the school board. We don't need to just be teaching their minds. We need to be forming their character, developing their souls. So when I hear people in education or on the board talking about developing and teaching our students, we're not just training their minds and helping them think critically about things. We're developing the person, and the whole person consists of the body, mind, and soul. So if we're not addressing the whole person, of course, we're going to have a mental health crisis for sure. And then also, mental health problems can stem from a lack of vitamins, a vitamin deficiency. There's so many reasons that can contribute to this, and every individual is going to be different, but I think a large portion is also spiritual that is not being addressed in the public.
So there are a lot of expectations on schools, and it seems to be added to teachers' to-do list more and more every year. In the legislature, we used to hear about, well, let's, you know, have them trained so they can identify this or that, or that they do this or that. But where does kind of that interface with parents? Because, I mean, parents can't just ship off their responsibility during the school year to those teachers that are really trying to do a great job and many cases aren't getting paid enough for some of the work they do as a teacher and a disciplinarian and this and that, and then as a pseudo nurse of, you know, identifying this or that or various issues in terms of learning disabilities and the like. I mean, so how do you see that relationship between what teachers should do and what the parents' responsibility core value should be with the parents?
The parents of our community need to get more involved in their kids' lives. The primary educator is the parent, not the teacher. The teacher's job is to teach at school, but the parent's job is to teach your kids how to conduct themselves well. There's expectations for kids before they even go into kindergarten. So there is a set of expectations for a code of conduct, emotional ability to regulate themselves before they even get into kindergarten. And that is in the documents on the school board's website. So according to, you asked about the gender stuff in correlation with the board and parents. Is that correct?
No, I would just like, where is the parents, you know, what are they shifting too much of the responsibility on the teachers in the schools to say, you know, teach, because we used to get, you know, teach their kids to balance their checkbook. I mean, my parents taught me how to balance my checkbook. I didn't expect the school to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Like reading at night to your kids, that matters more than you think it does. The small things, cleaning up after yourselves, being kind to other people, sharing, those are things that need to be taught at home as well, and that can't just fall on our teachers.
So we're going to shift gears a little bit. Every year, I think the last I read, statewide, more than 750 kids drop out of high school and never complete And this is statewide because they've reached the age of 17 where they don't have to go to school anymore, per state law. And they, you know, and that, at that point, they can quit. And data we had ran in during COVID was, it showed that if you do not have a high school diploma, you are 8 times more likely to be unemployed than if you have a, like, even a 2-year degree. What can we do to get, I mean, so that's like a, over like 10,000 plus students that are in school right now statewide who will never, ever, ever graduate from high school. So what can be done to get kids excited about learning? And what excited you when you were a student about learning? I mean, is it hands-on type things? Is it showing the applicability of, well, the, you know, measuring this to the functionality of it? What do we need to do to get kids excited about learning and going to school every day?
We need to do a better job as community leaders developing a philosophy of education. Why do you go to school? Is it just to go and to get a degree or to get a high school diploma to then get a job and to make money? Well, I would argue that that is a very shallow view of education, and we need to do a better job of giving our teachers, our administration, our superintendent, or selecting those people who can give our kids the vision of, you go to learn, let's stay curious. Should we so free play at the younger age? What can be done? A solid philosophy of education that points towards what's good, what's true, and what's beautiful, and then translating that in what we choose our kids to learn.
We got about 2 minutes left in this segment here. Is that right, Ronnie?
Yeah, that's about accurate. 2 minutes, okay. 10 seconds.
Minutes, 10 seconds. Now it's 2 minutes and 7 seconds. But so what do you see as, why should people vote for you for the Fargo School Board? What sets you apart? Why do you think, because you wouldn't run, you wouldn't go through the effort, you wouldn't do all these things, raising money and going door to door and talking to people, if you didn't want something, you know, to get better, or you had a vision of what can be done? Why should they vote for you?
They should vote for me because I'm willing to say the things that people aren't talking about. I was trying to get the moms at church to run, but then I realized they don't have time. So I'm representing a voice that is very prominent in our community, and I don't see it represented. So I want to be an advocate for those voices that aren't currently on the board. So you should vote for me so that I can represent your voice if you align with what you've heard me say so far in the public.
Very good. And a friend of mine, and I won't get into this probably, and I'm not asking you to respond, but he mentioned that when, you know, a number of years back, your family had a house fire, and he says, that is one tough cookie. You know, she's mature beyond her years.
Thank you. Between losing our house at a young age, growing up overseas, between America and being overseas, my dad's an American, my mom's a legal immigrant. There's a lot in my story for my age.